This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, friends. We continue in Mesachas Ksubas Daf Hashua. We're learning Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara, how does an almana sell the property of the husband that died in order to get mezainos? Says the Gemara, Ketzad Meicheres, how is she supposed to sell his estate? I mean, could she sell all of his land and support her forever and ever? But what's going to happen if she marries someone else or if she dies? So then she'll have sold the property, and it's not right to the Yisraelim. Elamai, what she should sell, an inch of land. She's not going to get good value. Every day she should sell for her daily food. Like, how much, how should we do the sale? Amar of Daniel Bar Ketina, Amar of Huna. Daniel Bar Ketina said the name of Huna. Moicheres achas l'shnei masur chodesh. She should sell once every 12 months. V'loikeach mefarnes achas l'shoshim yayim. So if she sells once every 12 months, she's going to get good value. However, the buyer gives her the sustenance once a month. Why? Because in the event that she dies or she remarries, then the buyer will give the remaining purchase price to the Yisoimim instead of giving it to her all up front and then depriving the Yisoimim of really money that should belong to them. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Meicheres l'shisha chadashim. She sells it in 6 months. V'leikeach mefarnes achas l'shoshim yayim. And the buyer, he supports her once every 30 days. So Rav Daniel Bar Ketina said the name of Rav Huna, she sells 12 months worth and the buyer gives 30 days. And Rabbi Yehuda says 6 months worth and the buyer provides 30 days at a time. Tanya Kavase de Rav Huna, we learned in a braise in accordance with Rav Huna, Meicheres l'shnei masur chodesh, she sells 12 months worth, V'leikeach mefarnes achas l'shoshim yayim, and the buyer supports once every 30 days. Tanya Kavase de Rav Huda, willing to Nebraisa, like Rabbi Huda, Meicheres l'shisha chadashim, she sells once every 6 months, V'leikeach mefarnes achas l'shoshim yayim, and the buyer supports once every 30 days. Okay. Hilchasad Allah is Meicheres l'shisha chadashim. She sells 6 months worth, V'leikeach mefarnes achas l'shoshim yayim, and the buyer supports her every 30 days. Amar le Rav Ashi la Ameimar. Rav Ashi said to Ameimar, really? Once every 6 months? What about Rav Huna? Amar le Rav Ashi Ameimar de Rav Huna Mar. What about Rav Huna who said once every 12 months? Amar le Ameimar said, no, loy shmi'ali. I never heard what Rav Huna said. Meaning, kolaymar loy svi'ali. Meaning, I don't agree with it. I don't agree it's once every 12 months. Really, it's once every 6 months. Fine. Boy, mi name Rav Shesha, mi Rav Sheshas. They asked Rav Sheshas the following question. Meicheres l'mezainos. Let's say an almana sold food for her support. She sold food for her support. Mahu shetachzer v'sitroif l'ksuba. Could she then go grab the field and payment for her ksuba? In other words, she sold the field for her support, and she got a purchase price of, let's say, she sold the husband's estate for $1,000, and after she got the $1,000, she thinks to herself, you know what, he still owes me the ksuba, and I'm allowed to collect from his estate for the ksuba, even from a field that was sold, so she wants to collect it. The Gemara now explains what the Shaila is. Because the truth is, when an almana sells the estate of the husband, who's taking achrayus for that sale in case a loikeach comes and grabs it away? Is the woman who sells it taking responsibility for the sale? Or are the yisoimim? If the woman's taking responsibility, there's no way a woman could make a sale, take responsibility, and then turn around and collect it. That would be a scandal. How would that look if the woman is the one responsible to back the sale and then she grabs it? So kami boi lahu b'drav Yosef. They were asking the shayla in the teaching of Rabbi Yosef. The Amr Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef said, Ar malta dezabin, when an almana sells, achrayis ayasmi. The responsibility is not on the shoulders of the almana, it's on the shoulders of the yesoimim. Ubeidina dezabin, and if a bezdin sells the estate of the baal, achrayis ayasmi, the responsibility is on the yesoimim. So since the responsibility is on the yesoimim, mai. So what's the halacha if the almana wants to turn around and grab it? Do we say kivan da achrayis ayasmi tarfa? Do we say since the achrayis is on the yesoimim tarfa, she can grab the land? Do we say, look, the Yisoyimim are the ones responsible, so therefore she could grab it. Or maybe they could say to her, meaning the buyer could say to her, Dilma Matzi Amrila, the buyer could say, Nihida Achrayis da Amaloi Kabil da Ilavach. It's true, you don't take responsibility for what happens in the world at large. Achrayis da Navshach Miloi Kabili Kabelt. But for what you do, do you not take responsibility? I understand when the field is sold, you don't take responsibility for what could happen from in general. That's not your responsibility. It's the responsibility of the Yisoyimim. Yeah, but at the very least, you have to take responsibility for yourself. So that's the Shaila.
Similar to the case that we had where a man sold the ksuba of his mother and said, unless she protests, and then she died, and then the son protested, and the Gemara said, of course, he can't protest. I mean, it seems like it's a similar case.
Yeah, right. Very good. Good. Very good analogy. Yeah. It's pretty similar to that. In other words, even when, let's say, you could pass the bill of responsibility to a more responsible party, that's from what others may do. But when you are involved in something, even if you're not the ultimate responsible party, but you are ultimately responsible for what you yourself will do. But that's the shaila of the Gemara. I guess, Ravasi, you could really, what you're saying, which I think is a very, very compelling, you really use it to ask a question, and I believe Tosfos asked this question. In other words, the Gemara does say earlier on Daf Tzadi Beis that a person does take responsibility for what they themselves do. So why does the Gemara have a shaila here? You know, in other words, why is this only one sad? Earlier on we said, Reuven that sold the field to Shimon, Shaloi Be'achrayis, and then Reuven sold it to Shimon by Be'achrayis. So Rava said, Nehid Achrayis da Amaloi Kibalavei, Achrayis da Navshe Miloi Kibalavei. So why is that not certain over here? Tosfos says, Loi Dami. The Hasam Vadai Kivan Sheruven Lava, since Reuven was the one who lent, so Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and then Reuven bought it by Achrayas. So there it makes sense, they could grab the karka, and Shimon doesn't have to pay because Reuven was Nene. But here where the Yarshim are Chayiv in the Mezainos, so she could sell and then grab it. Because when she grabs it, she's grabbing her own Chayiv. There's no perversity there. Earlier on, think about the case. Reuven sold the field to Shimon, not with Achrayas, and then Reuven bought it by Achrayas. So there we say, okay, Reuven took Achrayas for the Velt Arayin, but not for his own. So there it would be more of like there would be more of an act of impropriety. Think about the case over there. Reuven sold the field to Shimon without any achrayas, then Shimon sold it back by achrayas. I mean, Reuven says to Shimon, if somebody grabs it from you, I'm not paying you back. Shimon then sells it to Reuven. He says, anyone grabs it from you, I will pay back. So the halacha is, if somebody collects from Reuven, Shimon's going to have to pay him. But the Gemara then says, Rava said, yeah, he took a responsibility for somebody else, but he didn't take responsibility because of something that came about as a result of him. Meaning Shimon never took responsibility for the debt that Reuven previously had. So what's the difference over here? The difference is Reuven got money. So since Reuven got money, it's not really right that Shimon should have to take responsibility for Reuven's debt. Why? Because Reuven got paid. Shimon paid Reuven for this field. Okay, we have to think about it. So this is the Gemara Shaila, to which Rav Sheshet says, Amar Leh Tinisua. We learned in a Braisa, Mecheres Vahilechas Ad Kedei Ksubasa. She's allowed to sell the property until she's left with whatever the Ksuba is worth, Vissemachla, and it will be what for her to rely on. Shetigbu Ksubasa Menashar. In other words, she could continue to sell the field up to how much is needed for the ksuba, and then she keeps the ksuba for herself. But that implies only if there's an amount left to collect for her ksuba could she use it for the ksuba. But she can't grab it from somebody that it was sold to. Shma mina shayara in. From here we learn that if there's shiraim, if there's something left over, she could use it, loy shayara, but if it's not left over, she can't then take the ksuba because she sold it. She sold it from mezoinos. Now she's going to take it back for the ksuba? So the Bryce says, mashma, only she could rely on shetigva ksuba menashar, but only menashar. To which the Gemara says, no, v'dilma itza toiva kamashlan. Maybe really, even if there isn't left over, she could grab it for the ksuba. The reason it says it this way, v'dilma itza toiva kamashlan, maybe the way that this Braisa is speaking is it's giving good advice that she should rather do it this way, because if she sells everything from Mazonis and then grabs it back for the ksuba, dilay likrulay, Hadrinasa, they're going to call her somebody who retracts. They're going to call her a retractor. So maybe it's just giving Eitzah Tova, but maybe in fact, after it's sold for Mezoinos, she could grab it for the Ksuba. Says Gemara, Imkain, if so, Lisni Goiva Ksubasa Menashar. Then it should say, she collects the Ksuba from the rest, and that may imply just good advice. But the lashon, my semachla, what does it mean that it's a security? Shma mina shayara in. This implies that if there's something that's shirayim, then and only then she's allowed to use it for the ksuba. Loi shayara, but if it's not left over, she can't use it for the ksuba. The lashon of shayara of semach, excuse me, the lashon of semach implies that this is only permitted if there's leftover. Now the Gemara has a general question. The general question is, let's say you sell property with for a certain reason. And the certain reason is basically understood by the buyer, but you never spelled it out. And then that reason becomes obsolete. Let's say like this. Let's say you sold, you know, we're expanding our shul now, right? So we're having a campaign. So let's say you decided you're going to sell your house so we could build the shul. And then it turns out that tomorrow somebody just sends in everything we need. So it was sort of clear you were selling your house just so we could expand the shul, but now, you know, we don't need it anymore. So could you get your house back? You know? By the way, you know, this is not a subliminal message. It's an overt message. No. But that's the question. Let's say you sell something where the reason for the sale is understood, and then that reason becomes nullified. Ibailuhu, Zavin. Let's say you sold land. And now the reason why you sold the land is because you needed cash. And then it turned out you don't need the cash. You won the lottery. Hadrizini or loy hadrizini? You know, could you retract the sale? Could you not retract the sale? In other words, you never said I'm selling it to you be on condition that I need cash. And if I don't need cash, I want it back. You never said those words. But it was sort of understood that's the only reason you're selling it. This is a very common question. You know, sometimes people make donations thinking they never spell out what their condition is, but maybe they'll argue it was clear what it is. This is a general question in Dinei Mamonos. If somebody makes a pledge, somebody makes a sale, somebody takes responsibility, and then later they say, well, I only did it because X, Y, and Z, and it's not X, Y, and Z. And the person who accepted it said, really? You never said anything. And the person who made it says, what do you mean? Didn't everyone know? Okay, Tashma, come in here. Dahu gavra dezovin ara l'rapapa. There was a guy who sold land to Rapapa. He needed money to buy oxen. In the end, he didn't need the money. Rapapa gave him back the land. So doesn't that show? The guy never said, I'm selling the land in order to get money to buy oxen. He just sold the land. It was sort of understood he was doing it to get money to buy oxen. And Rav Papa honored the sort of obvious reason he was selling the land, and he gave it back to him. So Gemara says, Rav Papa lefnei Mishnas Hadin hu d'avad. You're bringing a raya from Rav Papa. Rav Papa was going above and beyond the letter of the law, as they say. Tashma, come in here. Dahu bat sarsa dahave ben erda. There was a famine in Nehrada. So zabinu l'kul yam ala apadnayo. Everyone sold their mansion. In the end, wheat came. So now they didn't have to sell their big mansions. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Dinuhu dehadri apad lemarayhu. The only reason the people sold their mansion was to get food, but the food came, so now they retract, they could get their houses back. So l'chayra, this shows that when something is sold for a certain reason and that reason doesn't apply, you could retract, you could take back the sale. So the Gemara, this is not a raya. Because in that case, it's not just where it was clear the person sold it for a certain reason and then later on the reason became nullified. It turned out retroactively there was never a reason to begin with because the food was on the way to begin with. So maybe where from the original onset the sale was a mistake, then the person could claim, well, it was obvious why I sold it, and since the factor was there to begin with, it nullifies the sale. But maybe if the factor developed later, maybe the sale cannot be retracted. Says Gemara, Hasamnami Zavini Bitas Havadir, it was a sale in it was a mistake to begin with. Why? De'igloi milsa da'arba bi'ikule havakaima. Because it turned out that the boat was in the choppy part of the waters. But it was there the whole time. So it turned out that the boat was on the way. Basically, the error was, at the time of the Mechira, the food was on the way. And if the person who sold it knew it, he never would have sold it to begin with. It's not like a new situation developed. Now Rashi has a very interesting way to read this next Gemara. Normally, Ihachi is a question. Where Ihachi would normally mean, if that's so, then we have the following question. But here, Rashi reads, understands Ihachi means, if so, now we could understand a certain phrase in the Braisa. Hainu da amar le Rami bar Shmuel Rav Nachman. This is what Rami bar Shmuel said to Rav Nachman. Now that we know that it was a mistake from the beginning, so we could say this is what Rami bar Shmuel said to Rav Nachman. Im kein nimtzesa machshilan la'asalavai. If this is the case, it comes out that you're causing them to stumble in the future. Meaning, Rami bar Shmuel said to Rav Nachman that if you, Rav Nachman, are saying that the sale could be retracted, then you're causing people, you're stopping them from selling in the future. Nobody's going to want to buy because they're scared that maybe the seller is going to retract. Amar Le, Rav Nachman said, "Atu kol yoma batzarta shchicha." Is there a famine every day? So how could you say that my psak is going to cause sales to be limited? But it's not like there's a famine every day. Amar Le, so Rav Shmuel said, "In batzarta ben erda mishkach shchicha." Famine is very common in Neharda. Therefore, what? If we're saying that there's famine in Neharda, this is a raya that from the beginning there was food coming. Because let's think about it. If there was famine in Neharda, there was probably famine in the general area. If there was famine in the general area, how could it be that immediately food came? It must be the food was on the way. So this shows that the scenario was that it was a mistake to begin with. So you can't say, we can't bring a raya that you can retract a sale, because in this case, there was a mistake to begin with. The hilchasa, the halacha is zavin, that if somebody sells something, and it turns out he doesn't need the money, then he could retract the sale. Says the Holy Mishnah, almana. If you have an almana, bein min eres and bein min asuin, whether from eresin or from nesuin, meicher shalai bebezin, she could sell the estate of her husband without the permission of bezin. Now, if she's selling it from eresin, she's selling it for the ksuba. If she's selling it by nesuin, she's not selling it for the ksuba, because then she wouldn't get mezainis. She's selling it for mezainis. So whether she's selling it from erison to get her ksuba or from nesuin to get mezainis, she doesn't need the permission of the bezin. Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, min ha-nesuin, if she sold it from nesuin for mezainis, mecher shel bezdin, she doesn't need bezdin. Why? Because if she's selling it for food, then we don't want her to delay her. But min erison, if she's selling it from erison, where she doesn't deserve food, she's selling it for the ksuba, loy timkar el bezdin. She has to sell it in bezdin. She can only sell in bezdin. B'chol she'en la mezainis, anyone who doesn't get food, loy timkar el bezdin, could only sell it in bezdin. Okay, Rabbi, that concludes Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph. I think, with your permission, we're going to try to do Sadi Zayin Amud Beis this week, maybe Thursday. This way we'll be a blot ahead, and we'll keep us in the running through the summer. Okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Have an amazing night. Thank you so much for coming. Reb Nissen, you want to ask something?
Quick quick question. Based on the Gemara that...
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.